sausage,
think I'm gonna
pork,
crash.
Beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts and sausage, pork, beef, cheese,
press 1 if you are tripping balls. Press 2 if you are planning to trip balls. Press 3, if all the balls have been tripped, yet you find yourself adrift amongst the tubes of the ether, dreaming of tubes amongst spheres that have not yet been you. Pressed 1, you are tripping balls.
Relax. You're not tripping balls. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Andy Resto. I'm going to be here for the next hour or so playing you some good music like what you just heard. That song is fantastic. It is by the one and only Willis Earl Beale. It was called Toilet Parade, Ode to NYC. I think it is a very typical problem that many of us have, wandering around the loud and confusing city, trying to find a place to do our base human doings, I guess. It's a very kind of Seinfeld problem. I think they even did an episode about that, about you live somewhere for years and the only thing you can take away from it is where the best bathrooms are. Anyhow, Willis Earl Beale is coming out with a new album this Friday called Experiments in Time. It is self-released, so he has had some problems with his label. He was on Hot Charity, which is a branch of XL, and over time he quit his tour and eventually has now quit the label. And so he is releasing his album online on CD Baby, and I believe it can be ordered on Amazon and iTunes as well. Again, coming out tomorrow, August 8th. That song that I played is on a free EP that he released on SoundCloud. So if you're interested, you can go and check out the rest of that. It's called A Place That Doesn't Exist. It's very good. He also released one closely on the heels of A Place That Doesn't Exist called Curious Cool. Those are both free on SoundCloud. You can go find them now. And of course, tomorrow, Experiments in Time, a new full-length project from Mr. Beale. I'm going to move on now to something that you could hear tonight at the Fox Cabaret. Alvarius B will be playing. This is Alan Bishop, who used to be a founding member of Sun City Girls, an old experimental noise rock band. So I'm going to play a track from each of these. First from Alvarius B, off of his, what I believe is his most recent release. It's called Baroque Primitiva. And after that, we're going to hear some Sun City Girls from their debut self-titled full length. And when I get back, I will explain what tracks we have heard. This is CITR 11.9, and we are listening to Alvarius B.
Shotgun.
yeah, man, loud noises, loud music. That's what it's all about. That was Sun City Girls. And they are playing, as I said, tonight at the Fox Cabaret with, or I'm sorry, Alvarez B is playing at the Fox Cabaret tonight, who was a founding member of Sun City Girls, which is why we listen to them. That was called Hitman Boy, and it was on their debut self-titled album, Sun City Girls. Speaking of experimental noise music, York Factory Complaints. You just hear that title, and already you find yourself hearing metal scraping the ground in an abandoned factory in Manchester with factory workers huddled in the corner moaning to themselves. Anyhow, I was recommended this group in connection with Pharmacon, a noise artist out of New York. These guys, York Factory Complaints, are from Washington, D.C., and they have an album that I just have here on Bandcamp called Lost in the Spectacle, put out on Accidental Guest Recordings. We are going to listen to a song called Commodified, and then we shall move on. We'll be back. CITR 101.9 FM.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Skakuya, to lead Tim, who must we must stay.
She's a band! I'm sick and tired of hearing your band playing on and on and on. Gosh, so loud.
Man, I wish we had a safe place to play music.
Yeah, and shows too.
The Safe Amplification Site Society is a non-profit group dedicated to establishing a legal, affordable, all-ages venue for music and arts in Vancouver. For more information or to get involved, check out www.safeamp.org.
And welcome back. Listening to CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Andy. We just heard some real music. Real music from the floor of a factory called York Factory Complaints. They're from Washington, D.C. Noise group. Gonna move on here to some local Vancouver artists. I've got joining me in studio, Mr. Ryan Roselle. How are you doing, sir?
Fine.
All right. Well, we just heard from you an hour ago or so, so we don't need to hear too much.
Yeah.
How's things going?
I just had a spicy crunchy roll.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's not actually fish in it. I think it's just like tempura friedness with sriracha.
Just a crunch.
And avocado.
Yeah. Who knows?
Who knows? Someone knows at the honor roll.
Do they even know?
Yeah, do they even know? It's a good question.
That is. Ryan, do you know Cosmetics, the band?
No.
Well, then I'll ask you a different question.
Okay.
What do you feel about Cosmetics in general, the area of Cosmetics?
You know, I think everybody wears the mask, so how long will it last, to quote the Fugees? So whether it's a smile on your face or some mascara or some nice lip gloss, you know, that's sometimes you gotta cover up, and sometimes you gotta cover down and just show the truth, you know. real talk.
All right, real talk.
I'm eating ginger too.
Anyhow, Cosmetics are also banned from Vancouver. I saw them earlier this week at the Biltmore. They opened for Juju. I believe I'm saying that correctly. If you want to be more correct, you might have to say shushu, something of that nature. He's very good. Cosmetics opened up, played a nice set. I'm going to play a song called, I think it's called Nighttime, off of an EP they released called Play. And it was on a split with a band called Reflections, who we're going to hear afterwards. I just want you to listen to this band and ask yourself, do you think they liked the band Suicide?
Late night voice, surrender in the dark.
Right, and welcome back. CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. That last one was a bit of a shot in the dark for me, but turned out very well. I enjoyed it. That was a band called N213. They've gone by different names before. I saw them live and they went by N213 Group Vision, composed of members of different Vancouver bands, such as Twin Crystals and Shearing Pinks. So that was the opening track for a split that they did with Reflections, which the reason I played that is because right beforehand we heard Reflections with a song called Take Your Movement Away off of an EP entitled Movement that Reflections did on a different split, which was a split with Cosmetics, which is the band we heard before Reflections. So it did a bit of a chain there. That's quality. That's quality radio timing there, doing that little chain. Cosmetics to Reflections to N213. Anyhow, all these are local Vancouver bands. Can find them on Bandcamp, etc. Now, going to move on to something happening this weekend in Vancouver. Shoutback Festival. And for those of you who are not aware of what Shoutback is, I've got the manifesto right here, and the first sentence is all you really need to hear. An anarcho-feminist, queer, radical, anti-capitalist DIY music festival for anyone who wants it or thinks they might want it. So virtually for anyone who wants to rage against the society that we live in for at least a time, which is valuable, to have that opportunity. That's happening this weekend in Vancouver. There are workshops going on, and lots of course, live bands and performances every night. Starting tonight, I believe, at least some of the workshops started today. And tomorrow evening, the band will be playing, known as Channels 3 and 4. And the reason I am playing this band in particular is because the lead singer of the group works here at the station. Her name is Sarah Cordingly. I'm going to play a song off of their full-length LP, Christianity. The song is called Meeting. And after that, we're going to hear some classics, I guess you can say. For now, this is Channels 3 and 4 with Meeting.
Yeah. Sunday, August 10th, the third annual Salish Sea Summer Gathering will bring together artists, audiences, and organizations united to stop the Kinder Morgan pipeline expansion. Produced by the Tsleil-Waututh Nation in the spectacular setting of Wayawichen, Kates Park, North Vancouver, the gathering will feature 15 musical acts, including celebrated Canadians Chilliwack, Holly McNarland, Vince Vaccaro, and Clash Act, performing on solar, pedal, and biodiesel-powered stages. This family-friendly event will also feature traditional canoe paddles from Takaya Tours, a salmon barbecue, interactive art, and a children's play zone. For more information and to purchase tickets, please visit twnsacredtrust.ca.
I swear I'll miss you when no one's around.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer. Back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Loading Headphones, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Wow, more gunshots in that promo than what I remember. Anyhow, you're back. It's CITR 101.9 still in Vancouver. My name is Andy Resto. I've been here for about 40 minutes or so. I've got, I don't know, let's say 18 left. It's been solid. So far, we just heard, well, before we just heard, we listened to some Channels 3 and 4 with a song called Meeting, and they're going to be playing at Shoutback Festival this weekend, along with a lot of other bands, lots of good workshops going on during the weekend around the city, so just check them out on Tumblr. You can get all of the info, the schedule for anything that's going on this weekend. Running from today through Sunday, I believe. After that, we heard the Cocteau Twins with a song called Crushed. Cocteau Twins always hanging above us in the ether, recording music high up somewhere in the sky. That was on a compilation that I just bought. I ran into this kind of randomly at Red Cat Records the other day. It is called Lonely is an Eyesore, and it's a compilation that 4AD Records put out back in 1987. So it has all of these kind of proto-goth bands, kind of epic medieval goth bands that at one point in my life was the defining sound that you could hear me listening to. Cocteau Twins is, of course, on that. Of course, we have Dead Can Dance, some of their earlier material, This Mortal Coil, Clan of Zymox. I mean, just listen to that name and you know what it sounds like. Throwing Muses has the track that you get the title from, Lonely as an Eyesore. It's a very good compilation. Anyhow, if you just look it up, even if you can't find the record, it introduces you to a lot of good old 4AD bands, which they're still a good label. They used to have some fantastic groups on it, and used to be a go-to for me to discover some of the music that I have discovered. Anyhow, moving on, I have queued up a band from Montreal. They are known as Ought, O-U-G-H-T, Ought, as in I ought to play this next. They are a kind of a post-punk band. This is a new album, just came out in 2014. It is called More Than Any Other Day. I'm going to play the opener called Pleasant Heart. And after that, we're going to hear some Proto Martyr. But for now, this is Ought with Pleasant Heart.
Ah! asleep when the sun goes down. Wake up in the morning when it rises. Know yourself.
That was Detroit, Michigan's own Proto Martyr, my fellow Detroit. Well, I haven't really grown up there, but I was born near Detroit, so I have a minor affinity for bands from Detroit. Proto Martyr is excellent, kind of a post-punk group. They came out with an album this year called Undercolor of Official Right, which is very good. That, however, was the closing track, a great close to their first full-length LP, which is called No Passion, All Technique, and the song was Principalities. Before that was Ott from Montreal. And just about wrapping up here, this has been Andy Resto, been hosting today, potentially further into the future, but... thank you for listening, for all of you who may be out there hearing this. Coming up next at 3 is Astro Talk with Marco, so stay tuned for that. Always fascinating. I'm going to close off here with something I ran into back in our record library, which I had forgotten about. Didn't come out too long ago, a couple years ago, I think. Heavy Chains, which was a group formed... members of different bands, which it's basically on the other bands, but mainly New Sensei, Andrea Lucic from new sensei. And then the guitarist in the band eventually joined New Sensei after Heavy Chains. He's in Heavy Chains. Their one album that they've released is called A Very Real Hell. And I'm going to play the opening track on that. And it's called Crying Demons. And that'll just about take us to the end of the show. Again, thank you for listening. CITR 101.9 FM. Stay tuned. Shoutback Festival is this weekend. Tonight at the Fox is Alvarius B. With Gretchen Snakes and one other act who I cannot remember. But for those of you who are interested, go and check that out. And again, this is Heavy Chains.
Something else. I'm gonna